Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is daughter of Yisrael Abel Zelaya. I want to serve you as a priestess starting very soon. Please find your seats for Sabbath services.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is daughter of Yisrael Abel Mackey. I want to serve you as a priestess starting very soon. It's an honor and privilege to introduce the sons and daughters of Yisrael Abel now entering the sanctuary. And now I'd like to turn it over to the great priest in the house of Yad.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. Yahweh's peace be with you. We're here at another Sabbath. How are y'all liking it? Praise Yahweh. So the question of today is, why is the Gematria numbering system so vital in the last days? And keep this in mind as we go throughout the speech and throughout the entire sermon. So the house of Yahweh is the pillar and the ground of the truth. The house of Yahweh is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Yahweh has in the last days established his house to teach the difference between the clean and the unclean and the holy and the profane, just as in Ezekiel chapter 44. So just as Yahweh used the first Abel, the first righteous priest, to teach the difference between the tree of life and the tree of evil, so also is the house, the last Abel, in the last days generation, teaching the difference between life and death. And this is the true love of Yahweh, that we keep his whole laws. So the only two works in the world working right now is the work of Yahweh and then the works of Satan. And during class of this past week on fifth day, she again reminded us that there is no in-between. You cannot be eating at the table of Yahweh and the table of demons. You cannot serve two owners either. And as it says in Matthew chapter 6, 24, no one can be a slave of two owners. For he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be loyal to one and despise the other, right? All right, let me slow down. Yahweh established his house to show the difference, and reveal the son of sin and make manifest the children of Yahweh, those granted to wear fine linen. And as Overseer has brought out, all eyes are on the house of Yahweh. All eyes are on the house of Yahweh in the last days. So what does the Gematria have to do with anything? All right, so the Gematria numbering system is according to prophecy. And if you look over to Revelations chapter 13, verses 17 and 18, I want to point out a few things that I want you to underline if you haven't already underlined or highlight. Okay, so Revelations 13, 17 and 18. And that no one might buy or sell unless he had the mark or the number of his name. Underline the number of his name. Going on to verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding, which only the house of Yahweh is given the understanding, count the number of the beast. So underline, count the number of the beast. For it is the number of man, and his number is 666. And then underline, his number is 666. So I want to show some examples of the numbering system. The Gematria. So for every letter, it is assigned a number. And the total of the word or phrase is the signature, also known as the mark, also known as the identifying number. And if we can show the examples again. For example, in the Gematria, when you put mark of beast, it comes out to 666. And there's a few other ones. Illusion, son of sin, papal state, And then if you look over to the next column, there's also examples of the 1074 found in the Gematria, the identifying number, the signature, the mark. So 1074, Book of Yahweh is back, Yahweh Sidkenu, righteousness, Yahweh's hidden codes, and so on and so forth. And it's amazing. Only the house of Yahweh knows the significance of these numbers. Let's just say the world was to type in Yahweh Sidkenu. They wouldn't have any idea what 1074 is. Only the house of Yahweh is granted this understanding. Praise Yahweh. Okay. So Yahweh has placed the sign, mark, and number on his people and even details the work that they will do. And all of this is shown in the Gematria. So we have overseer's car tag number, the house of Yahweh dates, and other details within the Gematria that shows these things. And then the 666 is the identifying number of the beastly system. And I just want to make it clear that these are the two different works. And Yahweh, the house of Yahweh, is revealing these things. So only the truth comes from the pillar and ground of the truth. So I wanted to put in the Gematria, where is the pillar and the ground of the truth? And guess what comes out? Just guess. It's the date the house of Yahweh was established. 2483. And again, only the house of Yahweh would know what that 2483 is. The pillar and the ground of the truth, the house of Yahweh established 2483. Hello. Okay. Now, at the end of every prophetic word, let me go to Yahweh's spirit has gathered them. So in Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16, let me slow down. Everybody knows this scripture. Search out the book of Yahweh and read. Going down to the middle, they shall not want, for his mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. His spirit has gathered them. Remember, nobody is called out unless they are drawn by Yahweh's spirit, and the spirit is the laws of Yahweh. Yahweh's spirit has gathered them, and it's marked with the number, overseer's tag, 322. Isn't that amazing? Okay. Now, moving on to the next Gematria. At the end of every prophetic word newsletter, blog, it says, love, true love, Yisrael Hawkins. So who teaches this true love? 1074, another car tag of the overseer, the last day's anointed witness. And again, as I mentioned before, this is only taught at the last Abel. The only last Abel. And this number is 828 in the Gematria. Does anybody remember what that is? Just shout it out. Overseer's date of birth. Yes, that's right. And not only that, when you put in the Gematria, praise Yahweh, it says 828. And the house of Yahweh has brought that back. Yahweh's house has brought that phrase back. Praise Yahweh. Nobody has used it for thousands of years. Come on. Revelations 19, verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our Father, praise Yahweh, all you his servants, you, the house of Yahweh, who reverence him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. Y'all, this is absolutely amazing that we get to live in this time period and see these things come to pass. Praise Father Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. With this, if you would all please stand, I would love to turn it over to the next holy women of New, the great Kohana.
And to them it was granted that they should be arrayed in fine linen, lean and white, for thee fine linen. Suffer. Father Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. Shalom. Please be seated. Let's make the peace of Yahweh be among us. And to us it was granted. I have a gematria, and it's in that Revelation 19, verse 8. Chosen to be arrayed in the fine linen. You see the 322 up there? It was just explained that that number was tagged to the overseer by our mighty Father Yahweh before the foundations of the earth. So I want to go over the 1260. In Greek, it's to reckon thoroughly, to consider. Reckon means to establish by counting or calculation. And it goes to 1223, which denotes a channel or something that the way it's brought through. And it also goes to 3049. And that comes from 3056. It means to take an inventory, to conclude, esteem, and consider. So Yahweh considered, and he saw that it was time for us to be chosen. To be arrayed in fine linen. Thirty 56 says the word of Yahweh, of a direct revelation given by Yeshua. And when we hear that, we think of Hebrews 1, verse 2, where it says, Yeshua has in these last days spoken to us through his Son. And we also think of Revelation 22, 16, where Yeshua says, I, Yeshua, have sent my Malak to testify to you. And it's under the beholding of Yeshua, as spoken in Zechariah 6, verse 12, where Yahweh tells Yeshua to behold this man, whose name is the branch. So going on with the Greek 3056, it also says this, in this respect, it is the message from Yahweh, delivered with his authority and made effective by his power. That power is coming through Yahweh's last day's witness, the laws and the prophets. Sisters, it's no small thing to be chosen and then to be told that you're ready to be arrayed in fine linen. That is no small thing. Yahweh has the greatest love for us, a perfect love as we saw before. For now, this feast, he has granted that we should be arrayed in fine linen, not just fine linen, but purple fine linen. Revelation 19:8 says, and to them it was granted that they should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. So I took some of the words out of this and went to the Strong's numbers just to see what this all meant. Because when I heard we were granted, it just was like, wow. Granted is number 1325, and it means to give, to show, deliver, make, bring forth, commit, minister, have power, and to utter. Look at this next gematria, please, and you will see along with this tag number 322 are three letters, UTT, which shows that we are to utter the words of Yahweh. Arrayed comes from the number 4016, and it means invest, clothed with, to put on, and it's from 906, to arise, to send. Now the words fine linen, they're both the same number in the Greek, Strong's number. It's 1039 from 1040, means fine linen of the suitable attire of the Lamb's wife, figuratively describing the righteous acts of the saints. Now look at this here, gematria. A suitable clothing of the Lamb's wife. Pastor's tag number again, 322. We're in that band with him. If you've aligned yourself and are in unity with the overseer, you have been a little part in that band. I mean, we're all going to like squeeze together here, but we're going to do it. We're going to stick together. The Hebrew Number 1897 means to ponder or to meditate. From the Greek, it's 1897, and in our next gematria, it will show us what we're to ponder and meditate upon. Because, you know, like children, you know, they unscramble letters to make words. Well, in gematria, we've unscrambled this year to see what Yahweh was really showing us. You see that 1897? It can be turned into 1987, which is where the book of Yahweh was restored in these last days, Isaiah 34:16. Search out the book of Yahweh. The overseer brought this back. So in the Greek, 1897 means indeed, seeing. And it comes from 1893, comes from 1909, which we know, superimposition, that Yahweh has been layering us through the Anointed One, the laws and the prophecies on our hearts. He's been layering us the character of Yahweh on our hearts so we'd be worthy to wear this fine linen. And it goes to the Greek 1487. Now listen to this one carefully because it's conditionally. It says conditionally. The word if. Now we know if is like a big, big word because Yahweh says, I will be your father and you will be my people. If. You will walk in my ways. That's the condition. And what an honor to walk in the way of Yahweh. What an honor to live the laws of Yahweh and to bring forth his kingdom. It goes to the number 4007, means abundance. To go to 4008, this means across, the other side, the further side, the opposite shore. Which brings us to Yochanan 4:21 on page 818. Yochanan 4:21, because we know here is where Yahweh is at this time. Yeshua said to her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain in Samaria nor in Jerusalem. And then we go to Zechariah 5:11, where it says, and he said to me, to build the house of Yahweh according to the standard of perfection sent by Yahweh's laws in a Babylonian land that does not yet exist. That's where we are right now. That's where Yahweh dwells right now. And that prophecy was fulfilled on 2-4-1983, the Micaiah 4:1-3 and Isaiah 2:2. And it will, the house of Yahweh, the mountain, will be promoted in these last days. So the word clean comes from 25:13, means clean, clear, pure. Pure 17 times, pastor's tag number, lot number. Without blemish, spotless, one who has been entirely cleansed. So we go on to white. It's 29:86 from 29:85, means radiant, magnificent, bright, righteous. And let's get that gematria ready for this one. Clear, shining, brilliant, the clothing of a Malek. And we see on the gematria, the man in linen is 828, the birth date of the overseer. That 2985 means a lamp, a light, a torch, to beam, radiate brilliantly, to give light. And Psalm 119:105 tells us, your law is a lamp to our feet, showing us how to walk. Yahweh shows here that those who are granted to be arrayed in fine linen have made themselves ready under the lamplight. Is that not amazing how this is connected to the lamplight? Wow, it's just like, wow, Yahweh does not miss a beat. He just is bringing it all together in these last days. So I have a question. What must a lamplight have to be able to give light? When you look at your lamplight and you're lighting it, what must it have? The oil? The golden oil? Yes, the every word of Yahweh, the golden oil. And the man in linen to teach us this. But now, here's another question. How is this man in linen represented in this lamplight? Well, this is how he's represented. And I'm going to have to stop here now because my time is up. Yahweh willing, we'll get back another time to show how he's represented in this lamplight. Yahweh is truly glorified through Yahweh's last day's witness, the one who brings forth righteousness, and through him and because of him we say, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh.
Please be seated. Shalom. The title of my speech today is Linen, Linen, and More Linen. I'd like to start off by reading Revelation 19, verses 1 through 9. The subtitle that is in the book of Yahweh there says, Yahweh reigns. And it says, and after these things I heard a great voice, as the voice of many people in heaven, saying, Hallelujah, Yahweh, salvation and glory and honor and power unto Yahweh our Father. For true and righteous are his judgments. And Pastor had given on 10/29/16 that actually meant judging the great whore, the Roman Catholic Church, which we're doing at this time. Verse 3, and again they said, Hallelujah, Yahweh, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. Remember the prayers, forever and ever. And the 24 elders, from the Hebraic tongue restored, it actually shows that this means those who reverence Yahweh fell down and worshiped Yahweh who sat on the throne saying, this will be so. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Verse 5. The subtitle is The Marriage Supper of the Lamb. And a voice came out of the throne. That actually means sent by Yahshua, the high priest over the house of Yahweh. Remember Hebrews 10:21? Pastor is Yahshua's Moloch. The two work very closely together. Remember Zechariah 6:11-13? So saying, praise our Father. If you type in praise Yahweh, as our first speaker just said, you get 8:28, Pastor's birthday. So now we know who's teaching us to say praise Yahweh, right? Now listen to this. For Father Yahweh Almighty reigns. Now I want you to picture something as you continue to look at this scripture. Picture you're riding in a horse and buggy. You've got the reins. Right? Father Yahweh Almighty reigns. The reins. He takes the reins. Yahweh is in full control. Remember Pastor's dream? Yahweh steering this thing. Verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor. The side notes in the book of Yahweh? For his laws, for his laws, for his laws. So we're glad for his laws. We rejoice because of his laws, and we give honor to him because of his laws. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and the house of Yahweh, that's us. All the virgins who have been chosen have made themselves ready. This is us right now in this last days. And to them was granted, we just heard about that, that they should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. White is not a color. White is a condition, brightness. Daniel 12:3. And those who are righteous will shine as the brightness as the stars forever and ever. So it's not clean and white. It's clean and bright. Okay? And he said to me, write, blessed. Put right there, Revelation 22:14. Blessed. Blessed, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of Yahweh. And our overseer has told us and taught us and brought out and proven that that means that these are true and righteous predictions that Yahweh gives us. True and righteous are your prophecies, your laws, your statutes, and your judgments. Now, Yahweh showed all of this through his inspired prophets' writings. From the very beginning, that there would be seven works, and we are the completion or the last work. We're it. There is nothing after this. We are it. That should make you feel so excited that we have been chosen to work with our great overseer who works so closely with the great Yahshua Messiah and great Father Yahweh himself. Six works before us actually wrote the Holy Scriptures and made all of this possible for you and I in this time period. And you know what? The book of Israel, remember the certification class? The book of Israel will be added to the Holy Scriptures. Can you imagine what we're living right now and what we're hearing from our great overseer and put into print will be added to the great book of Yahweh one day?
Wow.
Now I want to read Revelation 19 and I want to focus on 7 and 8. Revelation 19, verses 7 and 8, and I'm going to put it on the screen for you. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and the house of Yahweh, all the virgins who have been chosen, have made themselves ready. And to them was granted that they should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Okay, for my first gematria, we put in, and to them it was granted that they should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. The numbers that came up were 4706, 4416, and 736. 4706 in the Greek means more earnestly than others. Promptly. Very diligently. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. Anyone that's dealing with the linen knows we are earnestly, urgently, promptly trying to get this thing done, right? The number 4416 means firstborn, first begotten. Remember the first fruits of Yahweh? And number 736 in the Greek means something ready. Remember, ready? They have made themselves ready? Ha! Okay, the next gematria we put in was Yahweh's people in unity, arrayed in full linen robes, from shoulder to ankle in full linen robes. The numbers that came up there with this gematria were 529, 3617, and 3174. In the Hebrew, 529 means established, trusty, trustworthiness, faith, faithful, and truth. Number 3617 in the Hebrew means a completion. You get it? Are you seeing it? Completely, all together. End. E-N-D, end. And the last number, Hebrew number 3174, Yahweh will live. And because of Yahweh, we do live. And in Yahweh, we live. And Yahweh lives and reigns forever and ever. And the next gematria, we put in the whole house of Yahweh in purple linen at Feast of Tabernacles. 613, 4121, 3678. And in the Greek, 613 means to conceal away fully, to keep secret, the secret prophesied established work of Yahweh, to hide as it were. Greek number 4121, to do, make, be more, to increase, super abound, abound, abundant, make to increase, have over, which is what we will be promised in this linen. We will increase. And the power that the house of Yahweh will achieve to be able to do the work in this time period. Oh, number 3678 means in the Greek, a young donkey. A colt. How about that, Yahweh? How about Yahweh tying us in? And the last gematria, you, You, sitting here, you house of Yahweh, you, clean and bright, the last gematria. You, clean and bright, 1074, 970, and 179. Of course, we know 1074 is pastor's tag number. Number 970 in the Hebrew, it means to try, select, acceptable, appoint, choose, choice, excellent. Okay, the last number, 179 in the Hebrew. The Hebrew word obil from number 56, which means a ball. Remove the vowel points and you have Abel. Abel, is Yahweh not the most magnificent being on the face of this earth? Are you so excited that our overseer was inspired by Yahshua Messiah himself to get us ready, ready to be chosen? You faithful ones of Yahweh, to wear the fine linen garments. Praise Yahweh, 828. Praise Yahweh. And at this time, I have the great opportunity to turn it over to the great priest in Yahweh's house. Praise Yahweh.
At this time, we get to hear from the great deacon, Michael Ossoff.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. Well, I was going to read Revelation 19, but the great queens of the house of Yahweh pretty much covered it for me. That song was written 20 years ago, right about this time. So isn't that interesting? Okay, so, well, this code search is, I had no idea they were going to speak on this. Fine linen. So, okay, so let's get right into it. The fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. We're going to see a lot of great changes coming because of wearing the linen, a lot of growth in Yahweh's house, and I encourage everybody to go back and pull out your Holy Garments book and refresh your thoughts and your memories and with your book of Yahweh, your books of Israel, on the information that was brought by the house of Yahweh, why the Holy Garments. A great book, and there's a lot of stuff that will help bring to your remembrance that's taking place right now with the linen. So we're going to get right into it. This has some really great stuff in it. So let's see here. Okay, so first we have right here was fine linen. And I want you to make note that there's the first character here, and there's a word connected, which is the last word right there. The first letter of this word and the first letter of fine linen connect together, and we'll come back to that. But right here we had fine linen. Then above it we had kippah. Kippah was right there on that line. Okay. Then over here, this line here, these characters spells talit, of course. Then of course, to finish it out over here, we have head covering. Head covering. Now, there's a lot about the holy garments that come out in this, but also a lot about electricity. Electric, but not. So, and I'll get to that. Okay, so right here, we have the word holy. That line, these characters right here, these letters, that's holy. Then these two words, crossing fine linen, is connection to Yahweh. And you'll see that in the Holy Garments book. It talks about the Holy Garments being our connection to Father Yahweh. But it's more than just wearing the Holy Garments, and we'll get into that. Connection to Yahweh. Okay? Now, I want to let everybody know that the word connection also crossed holy, connection crossed kippah, connection crossed talit, and connection crossed head covering. So it was in there. And to not put a bunch of circles and lines, everything, I just jotted it down so you could know. Okay. So next, right here we have spiritual current, as in an electrical type of current, law or Torah. Spiritual connection law, Torah. Okay? So, our connection to Yahweh, when we're called out, we come to the house of Yahweh, we get baptized, and then we get our holy garments. And the connection just isn't because of the holy garments. The connection just isn't because of being baptized or coming to Yahweh's house. We have to remember that it's also obedience to the one sent, obedient to our instructors, our counselors, obedience to the teachings, striving to overcome, doing everything we can to be like Yahweh, like Yahshua, like Yisrael Hawkins, and the counselors and teachers who are guiding us in Yahweh's laws. It's very important. And remember that, because it's not just the tallit and the electrical current that comes from that, because no electrical current is connected without all the other aspects of it. And if you get a moment, you know, just kind of look a little bit about electricity and how it works, and it'll kind of give you a little bit of understanding on how everything kind of comes together. But again, it's like electric, but not. It's much greater than that. So let's get back to the codes. Okay, so again, we have spiritual, current, law, and Torah. Then we have Book of Yahweh Alive. Book of Yahweh Alive or Living. Okay? Now, current again crosses the Book of Yahweh over here. Now, over here, we have the Hebrew year for 2019 to 2020, and that begins Day of Atonement and goes until next year's Day of Atonement. So which this feast, which would be in the 2019 to 2020 year, will be the feast that Yahweh willing will be wearing the linen garments. Okay. Then right here, we have the word conducting, and not like a choir or an orchestra. It allows flow of charge or energy in one or more directions. Now, with electricity, you have a direct current like the microphone. It's a direct current that goes out to the sound room. And then, like lights, it has the current that goes to it and then goes back, comes out. But Yahweh's current is much more vast than that and can't even explain it. But it's one line with gazillions of information going back and forth unhindered, but it's one connection. And we can cut that connection by not being obedient to the one sent, to the teachings, to our counselors, our supervisors. And we don't want to do anything, especially now, seeing what's going on in the world, that's going to cut us off in any way. So let's jump back on the codes. Now, 17 right here. And then this line right here, okay, is like electric, but not exactly what Pastor said. He said, you know, it's like electricity, but it's not like electricity. And I thought that was interesting in here. And then, of course, this was brought the last time that our great teacher, Yisrael Hawkins, the overseer, had spoken, and it's frequency 5,000. Frequency 5,000. Okay, then if we go down here, right there, and this crosses current and holy, and this is active. And how do the holy garments become active? Well, you get the holy garments, it's just a linen garment, until, right here, consecration makes active. And the priests always consecrate the holy garments, asking Yahweh to make them a benefit to the members and their studies and their overcoming, and allow the connection between him and them in their growth. So they consecrate the holy garments and make them ready. And again, it's not just the holy garments that make that connection. It's being baptized. It's conversion. It's repentance. It's striving to be like Yahweh, like Yahshua, like Yisrael Hawkins, like everybody else. So you have to have all the elements, just like electricity, has all these elements to work. If you lose one thing, you don't have the connection. And even when you fall into sin, you've cut that line. That connection cannot be made. So let's go back. We have one more thing. And this was connected to fine linen. The first letter in fine linen was the first letter in the word thread. Okay, so fine linen and fine linen thread. And then there were some other words that came up that, for room's sake, I just wrote them down below. Able twice, righteousness, purity, beautiful, yasam, and yamazing. And if you'll all please stand, I have the great honor to turn it over to a great priest in Yahweh's house, the great Kahan Benjamin Krause Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom. Yahweh's peace be with everyone. Please be seated. Okay, let's continue. You're never going to guess what my slideshow title is. You just would never guess. Go ahead. Okay, today we're going to be talking about this. Yahweh himself will bring forth the sign. Now, I want you to remember that word sign means signature or frequency. And that Yahweh's bringing these things forward right now in these in this last time period to prove that he's with this house here. And today the subject is the fiery furnace and the 1 hour burning. Okay? And let's go to the next slide. And you put in the gematria, and to them was granted that they should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Notice you get 2019. Isn't that this year? Gee, what a coincidence. Now, who's going to be granted this? Because Yahshua is not going to choose brides that are out messing around. Okay, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Remember, Revelation 14:4 says, these are the ones who were not defiled by women. That means forbidden assemblies, God worship, for they are virgins, cleansed and pure. These are the ones who follow the Lamb, Yahshua, wherever he goes. You know, teaching through the house of Yahweh, the teachings of Yahweh's house. These were redeemed from among men, the first fruits to Yahweh and to the Lamb. Remember that first fruits ties into 1074. That's what it means. Now, virgins cleansed and pure, you see the number 144 there. That's Revelation 14:4, but it's talking about the 144,000 priesthood that Yahweh is choosing at this time for marriage to his son. Clean, white, and pure, 1074. Again, showing the tag number of the witness Yisrael Hawkins. Now, there's a group of boys I talked about last week, known as Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, renamed by the king, Nebuchadnezzar, to... you know, in honor of his gods. There's three different gods he named them after. I won't go into that today, but can I have my next slide? The names he gave them are indicative of the time period we're in right now. Can I have the next slide, please? Okay. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, 454, the number on that ship. Okay, you think that's a coincidence? Remember, we're in this last 3.5 years, and we're ready for the burning, the great burning that's fixing to take place, this fiery furnace that Yahweh's going to allow us to go through, and Yahweh's going to make sure that he sees us through, but only if we are 100% in unity with his house. There's no other way. The linen garments in themselves, they won't save us. It's only part of the righteousness, okay, that Yahweh's requiring of us. Now, if you remember that story in Daniel 3, where these three young men were put into the fiery furnace. Can I have my next slide? Because they would not worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar set up. Okay, you remember that? All right. Worshiping the golden image, 1674, that's the number of this serpent system. They refused to bow to the gods. They abhorred the gods. If you remember in Daniel 1, it said that Daniel himself determined in his mind he would not eat the food of the king. He set his mind in advance. He used the peaceful solution, and he said, I'm not going to do it, and I'm going to do everything I can not to become defiled. And so did his three friends. And remember, they said, when you hear these sounds, the cornet, the flute, the harp, sackbut, psaltery, and every kind of music, bow down, okay? And you see the 666 that the sister talked about this morning. Okay, this system, the 666 system that they want you to bow down to by taking of the king's table. And that means by giving in to any form of God worship whatsoever. Anything that's outside the house of Yahweh teachings. Now, Daniel 3:7, you notice it says, at the time they heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and every kind of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. 1976. Wow, what a coincidence. Isn't that when Pastor wrote about the mark of the beast? 666? That the whole world has on them at this time. If you're not in the house of Yahweh, you're in this condition. Okay? 666. That's who you're worshiping. Now remember, the head of gold in Daniel's vision in Daniel 2, you know, Nebuchadnezzar was that head of gold. But that image is still set up at this time. Did you know that? And the whole world is bowing to that image, except the house of Yahweh right here. Now, the next part of the story, can I have my next slide? It says in Daniel 3:21, then the three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were bound with their coats, their trousers, their hats, their headgear, and their other garments still on. And they were thrown in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. The king responded and said, but look, this is in verse 25. This is when they were put in the furnace. The king, Nebuchadnezzar, said, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they're unharmed. And the fourth one looks like a son of the gods. Okay, now you remember how, if you were raised in Christianity, they try to play that off like that was Jesus in the fire with them. Okay? As if he pre-existed. As if he was even named Jesus. You know, you use that name Jesus, you have no frequency. Zero. It doesn't even go through the roof. Okay? That's why Yahweh can't hear you. The frequency's off. It's a 666 frequency. Okay, now, here's how you know he's talking about this work. I'm going to prove it to you. That fourth person, that fourth in the furnace. It's Daniel 3:25, and 3:25 is the area code of Abilene, right? All right, now remember, they had to bow down at the sound of those instruments, right? Area code 3:25 Abilene, Texas. It's 3:25 in Gematria, but it's also 2695, which means to sound a trumpet. A trumpeter, an ancient trumpet, okay? Now, who's that ancient trumpet? It's Israel Hawkins, but remember, it goes all the way back to the beginning, okay? Remember that lampstand, all those works come up to 1074. They're all in unity together, okay? We're the last seventh work, okay? Now, can I have my next slide? Let's look at the gematria for what he said. He said, but look, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they're unharmed. The first number, 767, means, I'll cut through all the chase. It means to rejoice, to overcome. To overcome. The second number, 767 Greek, means without mark. Without the mark of the beast. Those that don't have the mark of the beast will not be harmed by this burning that's fixing to take place. The third number, 4602, it's Abel Beth Makah. You all remember that sermon about Abel Beth Makah being in 2 Samuel 2018? Ask it Abel. Remember, and it was 1074 feet above sea level? So who would that be talking about? Remember, it was moved west. Here we are today, right? Strong's Greek 4602 means calm and peace. That third number, 3830, now get this, it means apparel, clothing, robes, garments, from 3847 to wrap around, like you wrap this tallit around, to put on a garment and clothe oneself, to be clothed, gave them clothes, apparel, arrayed. Also arm, like strength. And 3830 in the Greek means all men or people received, welcome and accepted. Remember Isaiah 56, 4 and 5 says, Yahweh's inviting everyone. Children, women, men, everyone. Remember that scripture in Isaiah 56, 4 and 5 where it says, he'll give you a ministering position and power equal to sons and daughters. If you keep his laws. Okay, can I have my next slide? So let's hit some more on this. Remember he said, I see four men loose. First number, 158, means love. We've been hearing about that, right? It means love, to love, dearly love. Friends, show your love, shows love. It's the very word used in Deuteronomy 6:5 where it says you must love Yahweh. 158 in the Greek means to beg, to desire, to crave. From 441, to learn, ask, asking, to understand, to question, to search for something hidden. Remember Yahshua? He was 12 years old and he was asking questions. He was searching. He was digging. He wanted to know. That should be our spirit and our attitude. We should be at the classes, you know, the making the connection with Yahweh class certification and the peaceful solution. Now, Strong's Greek 94948, remember? To abhor, to detest, to turn oneself away from because of the stench. Remember where it said that they abhorred these gods and they turned themselves away from these gods and they determined not to have anything to do with these gods at all. Daniel and his three friends. It's used in Romans 2:22. Third number, Strong 626, means a collection of people together, to gather, to bring, brought together, assemble, attach. Remember the Levites attaching themselves to this work, to restore, to receive, reaper. Keep that word reaper in mind. You're going to hear about this Moloch that has the sickle. Strong's Greek 626 means to give an account of oneself, to justify oneself in one's eyes, especially in a court of law. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to prove ourselves to Yahweh that we'll have nothing to do with God worship whatsoever. Now, when you add up all those numbers I just read, it's 1732 and it means beloved one in the Hebrew. It means beloved, my beloved, love. Love, love. You must show this love in order to get through this burning, and I'm going to prove it to you. Strong's Greek 1732 means a showing, proof. From 1731, it means a sign also. It means to indicate by word or act, by your words and your actions. Remember the peaceful solution, actions speak louder than words. It says to prove, to demonstrate, and to show. Now, if you notice, has no love, 666. That's the true love of Yahweh they don't have. They have a form of love, but it's not Yahweh's love. And notice, show their love, 1074. Wow, what a coincidence. The tag number of the witness. Could I have my next slide? Now, when you think of love, what scripture comes in your mind? In volume 2. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 8, right? Well, when you put that in the gematria about love, now I want you to notice verse 2. He says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and I understand all deep secrets and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I can remove mountains, but I have not love, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my possessions to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned in the fiery furnace, if I don't have love, nothing. Put that in gematria all the way up to love never fails. Notice what you get. First fruits, number 7225, beginning, first fruits, the best. Remember Isaiah 44 or Yeketzke 44, the finest, the choicest, the best. That's who Yahweh is going to choose to be the brides of Yahshua. It means chief, head of a family, a priest, principal, rulers, company. Remember that word company and band? Because it's about unity. We got to have this unity, okay? This unity that's going to be required. Now, the second number is 4335. You drop the zero off that number at the end. And notice whose name you see. It's Meshach. Meshach, the very one that was thrown in the fiery furnace. He had true love. Notice it says, one of the three friends who with Daniel refused to make themselves unclean by eating food from the king's table, which went against the laws, dietary laws of Yahweh given to the Jews. Also, one of the three who were thrown into the fiery furnace for refusing to bow down to a graven image of Nebuchadnezzar and who were saved by the Moloch. It says angel of the Lord, but it says the Moloch of Yahweh saved them. I'll show you who that is. Strong's Greek 4335 means to pray earnestly, to to worship and pray to Yahweh, okay? And this is what we need to do in these last days. We need to be earnestly praying, not for ourselves, but for one another to get through this fiery furnace that's coming. And it's a fiery furnace up here right now. Okay, but notice 4715 and the third number, it means a crucible, a refining pot. Is that not what we're in right now? Are we not being refined and purged by Israel Hawkins? Remember the purger of the sons of Levi or the sons and daughters of those who attach themselves to this work? It's from 6884 to test, refine, goldsmith, purge, purge away, refiner, unmixed, can't be any mixture, and pure. Can I have my next slide? The next gematria, where he said the fourth one looks like a son of the gods. The first number, 412, it means one, the other, these men. You see the two witnesses there? Yeah, that fourth work. Okay, I'm going to show you here in a minute. That fourth one in the furnace, the fourth one during the time of the fourth beast, right? Okay. Strong's Hebrew 2472 means a dreamer. A dreamer. Now, who would that be? Do we know a dreamer? He dreams with a prophetic meaning, a dreamer. Remember the dreams, the 777? I could see gold flakes falling. And remember the 5-12-15 dream? Yahweh can foretell the future. He's in full control. He's going to bring his house through the fire. Remember Isaiah says, the floods and the fire, he's going to walk through with us. Remember that? He's going to see us through. He's going to protect you just like he said he would. But only if we are in 100% unity with the house of Yahweh. The next number is 2472. It means held in equal honor, of the same kind, like precious. 1417 means to cut, furrow. Strong's Greek 1417 means two men. I'd already told you who they are. And 1417 in Hebrew, did I already read that? It means cutting from 1413 to gather, assemble together, to cut from 1464, overcome, okay? Can I have my next slide? That 1417 is alluding to Revelation 1417 about the cutting. It says, another Moloch came out of the house which is in heaven, having a sharp sickle. Remember, and he was told to thrust in the sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. Remember this treading of the grapes of wrath. Remember this last 3.5 years. That's going to be our job. Are you going to be teaching the nations? You know that, right? The war raging nations. That's our commission. This isn't a time to slow down right now, house of Yahweh. This is time to pick up the pace, the frequency, right? Okay. And it says, when you put in, and another Moloch came out of the house, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. The first number is 738 from 717 to gather. Second number, 4428, means Moloch. And Strong's Hebrew 4453 means overseer. You see how that just ties right into the witness Israel Hawkins in these last days? Well, maybe that's not enough. Let's go to the next one. How about this one? The fourth one. The fourth one, gematria. First number, 155, means garment. It means glory, a mantle, a robe, splendid. From 145, meaning glory, magnificent, a mantle, cloak, robe, amplitude. Amplitude? Doesn't that have something to do with frequency? Amplitude. What would that be doing there? Amplitude means the sound of a wave or electrical signal. Its strength, actually. It's talking about the strength of that signal. Now, 155 in the Greek means to question, to learn, to ask. Again, we went through that before, to search for something hidden. Strong's Hebrew 950. Actually, that's supposed to say 930. I don't know why I put 950. It's 930, and it means beast. Beast. Remember the fourth beast during this time period. Okay, the fourth beast. Strong's Greek 930 means to confirm, to establish, to make firm, to firmly establish, unshakable, firmly grounded. Remember, that's what we've got to become through this testing. We've got to be firmly grounded. Strong's Hebrew 652, the third number, means darkness, gloom, get this, spiritual unreceptivity. That means there's no receiver. You can't receive Holy Spirit. You can't receive Spirit Holy. You refuse Spirit Holy, you're going to be cut off. It means calamity. From 651, a day of gloominess, very dark. Remember what the prophet said, a day of thick darkness. That's what's coming upon us. We're in it now, the last 3.5 years. Very dark. Strong's Greek 652 means a messenger, one sent. One sent on a mission to send forth a messenger to order to go to a place appointed to send on a mission. Yes, we're going to be sent. We're by the one sent on this mission in these last 3.5 years. Can I have my next slide? I'm almost done. The fourth one, when you add it up, you get 1737. And again, you get loving, beloved, love. We got to show this love. Strong's Greek 1737 means to put on, to be clothed, invested with a garment. To put on, to clothe, be clothed. To invest with clothing, to sink into a garment, to array. And pastor says, now get this, this is the second book, chapter 7, verse 77, 777. Here's what he said. Yes, if indeed we will be found invested with a garment. That's a garment of righteousness like that shown in Revelation 19, not being naked. Remember the ones who come in without the wedding garments were kicked out, bound hand and foot, and cast into outer space where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Yahweh says they came in without the righteousness. Well, what is righteousness? Well, part of it is getting measured back there today and getting your robes, right? That's part of it. That's part of it. I thought it was an amazing coincidence that the great Kohan Kanath was chosen to measure, when Kanath means wing, like a tallit, wings of the tallit. That's interesting. I don't know if you knew that. Now, ask any Christian, and he cannot tell you. Read Deuteronomy 6:25, and he'll tell you what righteousness is. Now, my last slide. This week, pastor's turning 85. You all remember that, right? On 8/28? Let's see if it's a coincidence what's taking place in 2019, like I showed you about the white the robes being granted in 2019 at the beginning. So from pastor's birth date to his birth date this week is 31,046 days. Drop the zero. 3146 means judgment of Yahweh, valley of decision. Valley of decision. We're in the decision now. 3146 in the Greek means the scourge of Yahweh's purifying love in temporal suffering, severe pain in the eternal interest of the believer. To squeeze. Squeeze. Remember Abel Beth Makah, the house of squeezing, pressure? The weeks is 4,435. 4435 in Hebrew means queen, queens, kings, kings, kingdom, royal. From 4427, Moloch. To be or become a king or queen, to reign, to induct into royalty. Isn't that exciting? And 4435 in the Greek means hard scrubbing. Hard scrubbing. Yeah, we're gonna have some hard scrubbing to get our garments clean, right? Some testing. Maybe we're gonna rub each other the wrong way sometimes, right? Now, I don't know about you, but I want to have that frequency signature of the man clothed in linen that Daniel saw, that we're going to be talking about soon, 1934. By the way, subtract 1934 from frequency of the 5,000. Subtract 1934 from 5,000. That's your homework. Look it up. At this time, if you'd all please stand, it's been a great honor and opportunity. Be like those boys, young men, and everybody, all you young children here. At this time, I'd like to turn it over, may Yahweh bless you, to a great priest in Yahweh's house, the great Kohan Ilya Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I want to make sure to get everybody's attention on this first announcement, because it's coming out from the Abilene-Taylor County Public Health District. And of course, we're in Taylor County. Out here we're in Callahan, but we're close enough to Taylor County. And they're warning resident of a parasite causing very serious stomach illness. Now, let me see if I can get this right. It's called cyclosporiasis. And if you get this, and it's through consumption of food or drink, if you get it, and that's if you're consuming food or drink in this world, you literally will take 2 to 14 days. This parasite's growing in your intestines. And then you'll start seeing signs of watery diarrhea that can last anywhere from a few days to a few months, and you can also continually relapse. Now, if you don't think diarrhea is a deadly thing, you know it's one of the leading causes of death over in Africa. It literally dehydrates the body. So be careful. The only place that I know to get clean food where you don't have to worry about anything, everybody knows where that's at, right? All right. Praise Yahweh. You don't have to worry about parasites when you get it from the right place. So be careful and think about that. And everything you do, and use thieves on your hands, because we brought up before what can be found on doors and other places. It's transmitted. Let me just explain. It grows in your gut. To get it, you have to get it from someone else's gut and put it in your mouth. And that's through doors. That's through many, many places. Use thieves. Wash your hands. Do everything you've been taught, and you can stay free from these things. But moving on into the news on a global scale, we see China and the U.S., and of course, this is heating up, and it's becoming more obvious now. It's making more sense now why China built small islands out in the South China Sea. They briefly hit on this at one time, but now it's becoming more of the forefront of the news, and China is warning the U.S. to stay out of the South China Sea. And the U.S. now, of course, with the cancellation of the INF Treaty. And it was amazing how fast, if you notice, the United States tested a missile this last week that was banned by the INF Treaty, but in 1 week they were able to get that thing together and test it. That's amazing, isn't it? Obviously, it was ready to go before they canceled their treaty there. But they're wanting to put these missiles around China now. They're wanting to be able to reach mainland China. China's really upset about it, and they have said, our missiles can't reach you, so you need to lay off us. Stay away from us. But what's coming out more and more, of course, the United States is selling weapons to Taiwan. And keep in mind, China says Taiwan belongs to them. It's their province. Taiwan says, no, we're independent. Why is that important, and why is the United States trying to assist Taiwan? Because now it's coming out about this massive oil shell that has been found in the South China Sea that is worth trillions and trillions of dollars. And, of course, China needs Russia when it comes to oil to do these things, and there's a battle over this oil. And then moving along, you see the U.S. applying pressure on Iran, and Iran is now, the people are speaking out saying it's getting hard. These sanctions are really starting to affect the people of Iran. Now, the leaders don't tend to be affected as much as the citizens, but they're feeling the pressure, and, of course, the people are crying out. And Iran is now referring to the United States as economic terrorists. And they're trying to win people over to classify it as terrorism so the United States can be classified in a rule that they created themselves that terrorism is not allowed. Well, they've gained the backing of Russia. They gained the backing of China. And they have Syria, of course, that was always with them. But in this backing, this economic terrorism, you're going to hear some things that even the news reporters are saying now. One comment he says that, is if war starts, it's going to start in this region, this fourth part of the earth. He doesn't say this fourth part of the earth, but he says this region. Remember where the Euphrates River empties out to. In and around the great Euphrates River, this is going to take place, the Strait of Hormuz. Now keep in mind, the Strait of Hormuz is only 21 miles wide in some spots. Right now you have the U.S. Navy that's over there. The United Kingdom Navy that's over there, you have the Iranian Navy that's over there, and now the Russian Navy has now joined. And they say they've joined with the backing of China. And you're going to hear them saying that the ones that need to take notice of this, they specifically say the United States and NATO. Remember, NATO is the army of the Pope. But it says that Russia, with the backing of China, China's a very wealthy country, with the backing of China, you're going to see Russia flourish over there. Russia wants a stronger foothold in what's going on in that area. Why? Because it's oil. Russia's a very oil-rich country themselves. Also, going into the oil that we see in the United States. Here in the Permian Basin, now that reaches from, they're defining it as from the edge, the west side of Abilene, all the way into, they're talking about New Mexico. But when you hear the Permian Basin, you think of Midland, Odessa. And, of course, they had an oil bust there in the 80s, and everything went dry. All the dinosaurs, they pumped them out of the ground, right? They pumped them all away. There was no more left. Now, remember Pastor brought out that the earth is a kind of self-maintaining entity. It can generate things on its own. Yahweh created it to take care of those who live on it. As long as we don't abuse it, it will take care of us 100%. Well, this oil bust they had that were supposedly fossil fuel, that most people are learning now that it's not fossil fuel, but I never heard it until I came to the house of Yahweh. They still teach it in school that it was fossil fuel, and that's a lie. It's not. But they're showing now, if it was fossil fuel, think for a minute. If it was fossil fuel and they pumped it all out, why now have they found the largest oil reserve in the world in the Permian Basin? They're saying it's bigger than Saudi Arabia's oil reserve, Russia's oil reserve. In fact, they're saying that we can pump record oil into 2050 and not affect it. It is massive. It is huge. In fact, they're saying in the next few decades, if it was to go, the United States will be the leading exporter of oil. That would surpass Saudi Arabia and Russia. So think about these things. Think about the truth that's been brought out, and then think about this war that's taking place, because one thing you'll notice, they say to be an oil boom, oil would have to be up around $100 a barrel, but that hasn't taken place. That hasn't taken place, and you don't hear him go, but it's shocking because Venezuela's oil's off the market, Iran's oil's off the market. If you want to get your product more expensive, you have to reduce your competitors, and that's what we see. We have all this oil, but we're not making as much money as we want, and they're oppressing the competitors, so to speak. But watch how it's said, and then think, where did you hear these things? Long before they ever brought in the news, where did you hear it? And then it's going to close with, of course, President Trump talking about the trade war in China. And remember what Pastor brought about this nuclear war is going to start with trade wars. Watch how Donald Trump takes a gazing stare to the heavens and looks back and says, I am the chosen one. And of course, he sure is the chosen one. We will not argue that point. And at this time, if we could please go ahead and play the news. Did everybody get where they said Russia and China are vying with the United States and NATO in that fourth part of the earth for the top spot? That just came out in the news this week. Go back and search how long Pastor's been teaching that would take place in these last days. And at this time, I'd like to introduce the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh. Oh, you're looking beautiful. All of you. Keep it up. We'll get you. Except from Yahweh, they're yours. Please be seated. The news is really complete. The gematria was complete. We're trying to take it side by side so you can get the prophecies and the gematria that proves the prophecies. This gematria is proving everything with the house of Yahweh is written and brought forth in these last days. Now, the one thing that that we're getting ready for right now is this attitude of unity and holiness. The one thing that I want you to think about on these garments, the linen and the garments for tabernacles, it's kind of a push, but I think we can do it. But the gray and the white are fine for bedding. You don't have to go purple there. The purple we want in the robes. The purple is needed in the robes. If you don't know about this, if you're new today, I know we've got a lot of people that's watching, that's tuning in every week. We had, I think it was like 225,000 last week, and let me see if I can get this number for you to see it here. It has jumped quite a bit. Now that was last week. The week before that was 200 and something thousand. That's a little bit over a quarter of a million. And of course, what we're going for is 2 billion and that we're wanting to reach. But back to the robes now. If you don't know what we're speaking about and you're wanting to know, we'll call, write, or email for color and style. Don't make it on your own. You'll not be in unity if you do. These are simple patterns that you can follow. If you can follow a pattern, if you can't follow a pattern, we have people that can guide you there or make it for you. And the one thing we don't want is, now get this word, don't make it with the word cute in your mind. We want righteousness. We want unity. And remember that word cute. The comments this week, you can tell Yahweh is opening understanding. There was one, you can see it there pretty long. We cut it down some, I think. But he's 100% agreement. And I think it's he, yeah, he. And we have, we're getting a bunch of these every week showing that they are in unity with the house. But keep that word cute out of your vine. Don't be trying to look handsome or beautiful in this robe. You'll be beautiful to Yahweh, that's for sure. The unity that reason I brought out this linen to begin with, and the gematria backs that up too. Everything we're teaching, and in fact, Yahweh is inspiring His work. If you can get that, the Book of Yisrael, the books are inspired by Yahweh, and they're going to become a part of the Book of Yahweh in the near future. In the kingdom, they'll be forever used throughout the kingdom. We have a pretty much of a perfect record there of the house of Yahweh. That's Yahweh's last and seventh work, where the secrets of Yahweh are revealed. They're not revealed in any other book. So it's necessary that the universe has this with them completely throughout all eternity. The earth, as well as all other living systems, the living systems. Now, I brought this out many times in the different kingdoms. Yahweh calls it kingdoms. The different kingdoms of beings, even the smallest ones that you can't see, have a magnetic field. And scientists are discovering that these fields connect us all. You're not alone. You're righteous, bad, or ugly. you're part of this universe. That's what Yahweh made you for, to be a part of this universe. We're the seventh work of Yahweh that's going to bring completion. This universe is not complete. They're fighting. They're in trouble. There's wars. Our scientists know this. They can even see it. There's wars in heaven at this time that need to be stopped. And of course, we are training to stop the wars. It's Micah 4 verse 3 says, there will be war no more. Well, that's the finishing touch that Yahweh is putting on His creation. He's taken it from the lowest seed. Now, this is Yahweh. Yahweh alone has the capability. If I could if I could get you to see, we talk about power and might, and we see this in the scriptures, and of course the King James Version has Yahweh is mighty with a sword, and he'll beat you up, and all of this. This is not Yahweh. Yahweh is powerful. His strength can't be matched in any way, but it's not with muscle. It's with knowledge, true knowledge. Let me place something in your mind before we go further. You won't be able to understand what I'm talking about. If I have it here, hopefully I do. I found it. Praise Yahweh. Go to Genesis, the second chapter, right quick, and I'll show you something. If you get this in your mind, it'll help you immensely in understanding further prophecies and throughout the Holy Scriptures, because these words are used, but they have different meanings. And of course, it's necessary that they have different meanings, because Satan as a group, I get very joyous when I talk about Yahweh, and I start shedding tears of joy, and this makes it a little bit bad. But this in verse 9. He says, and out of the ground Yahweh made every tree grow that is pleasant in the for the sight, pleasant to the sight, and desirable for food, the tree of life. Now that is life. There's a difference in the tree of life and just tree of knowledge. I said back 1,000 years ago, I said that knowledge without wisdom, it will get you in trouble. If you don't have the wisdom that Yahweh gives you, well, the wisdom comes in His laws, and it comes with practicing His laws. Well, here's tree of life. That is eternal life, of course, that's going to be given you. You're getting very close to it now, because that comes in the last 3.5 years. Not only will you be eternal, but you will be able to create and maintain flesh throughout all eternity. That's a job that was given to Satan to begin with. And, of course, she and her sons didn't use it properly. And Yahweh allowed them 6,000 years. And then he extended that, she said, by 10 years. But she don't know the plan of Yahweh like we know the plan of Yahweh. None of the 4,199 religions know it either. They're blinded. They're not of Yahweh. They don't understand. This tree of life is just that. It's the ability to live forever without sickness and disease. It's the ability to have your subconscious mind, and that is stored more than you can imagine. And you're just reading about the frequencies that is going into your subconscious mind. Yes, it's going into your subconscious mind and being recorded in heaven as it filters through and goes on and goes out to the universe, because they can see it too. The universe is able to see you right now. But here's the tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge. Tree of knowledge of righteousness. Tree of knowledge of righteousness and evil. The two mixed. They just don't go together. It's like wool and linen. They cross each other out. They cut you off from Yahweh. If you listen closely now, I'm going to read you something here. This word knowledge here, it's a little bit different. It comes from 1847. It's used there. And it means cunning. And it means cunning. Now get that, what Yahweh is describing the serpent. You know, she is crafty, cunning. It means ignorantly. Ignorantly. You've got knowledge and nothing to show you how to use it. You got a gun and no knowledge and no wisdom to tell you what not to shoot. What to shoot and what not to shoot. That should be a pretty fair description, I would think. The Ten Commandments. If you preachers listening to me out there, it doesn't take much of a education to see that if you break one of the commandments, like don't steal, that you're going to cause hatred. Hatred don't just go away. Hatred builds unless the person has wisdom to put it behind him. Unless he does, he or she will retaliate. Well, retaliation brings more retaliation. And then it starts wars. That's what we're seeing right now. The buildup of 6,000 years of this hatred that's built up in the mind and the hearts of the people. They see something that's against their way of life or something, and right away they develop in their mind revenge. It's an automatic thing now. It's not automatic to forgive and forget and to say this is the way and start teaching your brother differently. That's not what they have out there in their minds. Every one of these laws is meant to keep you out of trouble, to keep you from causing trouble for your neighbors or your brothers and sisters. Ignorantly, unawares, just you got a bunch of knowledge like the world does today, and that's the same knowledge, of course, that knowledge increase. It's knowledge without wisdom, and they had knowledge. They were fighting wars and building guns at that time, building explosives, powder, using powder, swords, spears to fight with. And then, lo and behold, 1934, recently, 1934, that's when I was born. 1934, then the knowledge increase came. Here's a computer that does it. It's only as smart as the one putting the information in it. That's your computer. It's filled with knowledge that you can draw at your fingertips, and you can use that knowledge. You can actually use it to build nuclear bombs that will destroy a whole city. Well, your enemy next door has the same idea, and I like that bit of information that Kohan Elia added to the news there, explaining this island. Taiwan is kind of like the United States. If you remember, the United States was controlled by Britain, and of course they set up their governments here, their schools, the Catholic Church did. The Catholic Church came in long before, and they helped them by building hospitals and schools and churches, of course. Well, finally, some of our forefathers were given a little bit of wisdom, and they said, hey, what's going on here is they're set up to rule us. We're going to have to start our own movement here and fight back. And that's what they did, and they won their independence. And, of course, they already had their government set up by the Catholic Church. So the Catholic Church, that's Yada. Get that name. Don't forget that name. Yada. Yada. Got a book of Yada. Well, now, I'll read on here, unawares. They've got knowledge now, like to hold with power. Now, if they had wisdom, then China would be making Taiwan want them to be buddies, want them to be partners. They don't have that wisdom. I could send any one of 24 that I know of right now to China, to the leaders of China, and could show them how to turn Taiwan around and where they'd be wanting to work with China instead of against China. They could do the same thing. Yes, that's the power. That's the strength of Yahweh that's brought forth that he shows you. The strength of Yahweh is his law. In those laws is wisdom. That's what you've been training for. And Yahweh will send you out to the universe later. But right now, if Yahweh wanted to do it, we've already tested the grounds. We know. We know it. They were begging us. The people were begging us. Yes, we see. Let all three of these nations come together, teach our teachers all at once. You know, that was the begs that we were getting. Israel was the same way. Every teacher said, come. Come and teach us. We'll give you free land. Just come and we'll set you up on free land. Yes, they knew it. Well, I could send any one of those 24 that I know of out there. That 24 means those who lift up holy hands to Yahweh. It don't mean a number. It's not two 12s. It's like this word knowledge. Yeah, this word knowledge is very cunning, very crafty, very wicked, very evil, very unawares. And all of this is formed from the name Yada. Yeah, I'm not lying to you. You can get this all from Strong's, I think. But the word is Yada. This word knowledge that you just read there, ignorantly cunning, unawares, the word is Yada. If you look at Genesis 49, no, I've never told you this, I don't think I have. Genesis 49:10, you'll find the word again. Now, he's the one that's in charge of Taiwan and China being at odds. He's the one that caused it. And right here, Yahweh shows you in Genesis 49, in verse 10, he said, the scepter, that's the law. This scepter is the lawgiver. Whoever holds this scepter, this power, which is granted, it was granted. Just like you're being granted, you are being granted as one of the sisters brought out today. You're being granted to receive the great power that Yahshua had. In fact, praise Yahweh, he's working with you as high priest. He made his position and he carries it today. But Yada is carrying it. That's the Catholic Church. Came out of Egypt with Moshe. Yes, they were Yadim. They were Abraham's children. And told Yahshua, we've never been in bondage to any man. They didn't. They ran to Egypt. All the land of Cush. Yeah, that's in there too. Nobody ever sees it. but get this now. This ruling staff, it's a ruling staff. He's the lawgiver. He's the one that said to the United States, he's the one that said, you follow this way. We set you up schools and churches and governments and everything. you know, and we'll teach you and guide you, and you can pay taxes to Great Britain. Well, that threw them off just a little there. The things didn't match, you know. The scales kind of began to tilt. So this brought the war that won the United States independence for the special reason of taking the message out, because in that government, you couldn't speak, you couldn't write without the authority of the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church said, you can't have the Bible, too. That's what they said. Most people don't even know that the Bible was held in captivity by the Catholic Church in Rome for 1,500 years after the temple was destroyed. 1,500 years. Then it was set free because we had to have it to produce. We had to have it first for the knowledge, then to produce the book of Yahweh. That the house of Yahweh had to bring forth the book of Yahweh in these last days. And that's what we've been working at all this time. From the time the house of Yahweh started till now, we've not altered our goals. We brought forth the book of Yahweh, and now we're bringing forth the servants, the kingdom that Yahweh has granted, as you saw, and she made it so plain that Yahweh has granted this. It can't be changed. It's there. We're going to be, we're granted that power, we're going to receive it. And it will always be ours, because we won't go back later and say, oh, go ahead and do this. Go ahead and do that. Oh, no, that's not against the law. I don't know of any law you're breaking. No, you go ahead and go to town. Get you a beer. Get you one of these cigarettes that is also going into your brain. No, there's no law against that. Show me a Ten Commandment that's against that. Well, knowledge without wisdom. Knowledge without wisdom, and anything goes. Let your conscience be your guide. You may as well be Christianity when you go that route. What are you told to do? Go to the house of Yahweh. Find that house. Find where he chooses to place his name. How? By prophecy. I will have no other. Amos said, Amosha said, I won't have any other work except this one that I've written about. It's in black and white. You can fully trust in it. Yeshua said, trust in all that the prophets have spoken. Ask. Now, if somebody is telling you something different from what I bring from the stage, that person is in trouble, and that person needs to be reported, and that person needs to be brought to his own counselors, and the teacher has need that one teach him if he is teaching this kind of junk to you. Yahweh wants you out of this world. He wants you to be part, yes, he wants you to be part of this frequency that is going to be sending messengers by vision, by word, by so forth, just as you're seeing it now. I know that's never been brought to light except in my generation by the house of Yahweh, but that's just part of the power that you're going to have. This system is really tremendous here. But we're in Genesis 49, and the word knowledge. Now, the word knowledge that we see over here in Genesis 2, that's the word yada. That's the knowledge that the world is trapped with right now. That's the one they accepted. That's the one they chose. Yada was put in front of them. So was Abel. In front of both of them. Well, Abel was taken away. They killed him. They even killed the son, Yeshua, who came and lived a perfect life and died for their sins, and they killed him. He appeared later, because 3 days and three nights later, he rose from the grave without blood, by the way, without blood. He told his disciple, "Here, come and stick your hand in this hole in my side." Now think about that. His body was a little bit different. He could appear and disappear. He had that power. Had instant travel. He traveled to Yahweh Shammai. Yahweh Shammai. Someone asked me, where was Yahweh Shammai? I said, you know, it might not be that far from Earth. The thing about it, it's transparent. You can't see. You can't see it. So, yes, it could be very close to Earth right now. Very close. One thing for sure, it's guarding his house. He's taken up camp around his house, he said. Well, Yada don't control the house of Yahweh. The only way that Yada can control you is by submission. And that's what the world has done. They have submitted to God worship. They know that the name Yahweh was taken out of the Holy Scriptures. They put the word good in the place of righteousness. And of course, good comes from the word God. They took the Savior's name out and replaced it with Lord and God and the Lord and Jesus and Christ. And they sent this out to the world, out to all nations, deceiving the whole world. Yes, this was in 1600 when they sent the King James Bible. The King James Bible. Now, I love the King James Bible. That's what started bringing back the books of the prophets and the words of the Savior all together. The foundation that we've got to have to build the house of Yahweh in these last days. That foundation was laid by, as you see right there, Yeshua, thither the donkeys to the vine. I am the vine, he said. Yeshua said that himself. I am the vine. You are the branches. The branches. It couldn't be any plainer than that. And thither the donkey's colt to the choice branch. Well, of course, that is the last work of Yahweh. The choice branch that we're told throughout the Holy Scripture. The choice branch. The choice branch is the one that is going to receive all of this power with Yeshua being our high priest. He's going to guide us to that point. And it's granted that we receive this, but we'll have the knowledge to handle it. Praise Yahweh. Taiwan and China right now could be getting along. Well, if one person was sent there and he got all the world leaders there, all the leaders in China and Taiwan, and he taught them these laws that you know, they would go out of there hugging necks. That's the way we saw it. We experienced this with the laws of Yahweh. This will turn your life around, and it'll turn nations. Look at this, I said. Look at how it's laid out, and look at what it teaches. Well, of course, once a person does, they know. But destroy the choice branch. He will wash his garments with wine and his robes, and his robes in the blood of the grapes. Well, that will be explained later. His eyes will be darker than wine, and that's exactly opposite. It's actually brighter. And his teeth whiter than milk. the power that we see here that Yada has now is shown, go back to Genesis, Genesis 2, is shown right here, and it's called knowledge. They translated it knowledge of righteousness and evil. The tree of the knowledge of righteousness, which was already set, and evil. And that word knowledge there is number 1847, and it means cunning, ignorantly, unawares, yada. Most frequently occurring is dereth, which appears 93 times in the Old Testament. One appearance in Genesis 2:9, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yada. And he's going to hold that. He's going to hold that position until, well, we may as well go from there, I guess, to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. The house of Yahweh prophesied to be in existence in this generation only. It wasn't for before this generation. It's prophesied to be established in the last days. Yeshua tells you in Matthew 24 or Matthew 24 what the last days are. The last days is the generation of the nuclear bomb. The nuclear bomb started in 1934. Same year I was born, it started. We have the history. Be glad to send it to you. the knowledge that mankind was ignorantly used the computer to build the nuclear bomb. The computer also started in 1934. All three started at the same time. What a coincidence, huh? Well, Yeshua called that a generation. Micaiah 4, verses 1 through 3, says, in the last days, I will promote my house. That's what this is. Promote my house. Well, he's promoting it now. He's building you up. He's training you to turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek. You know, I remember doing that. in my office, in fact. And I bragged on it but before it took place, I bragged on it to David Berner because he had the opportunity before I did. But it's a grand thing and you'll brag about it throughout all eternity if you'll do it. You'll be terribly displeased if you don't. I told you here a few weeks ago, start doing things that you would want me to write down that you did. Because what I'm writing down about you is being sent straight to Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Now you're getting the vibrations, you're getting the frequencies and the signatures. Without my signature, it won't work either, because we're the only work of Yahweh. And without that signature, it won't carry through. It won't go through to Yahweh. I'm not going to have any other work, he said. And you better believe that. He won't have the Christians. He won't have the Catholics. Yada is given the ruling scepter, but he's not given the tree of life. He doesn't have life to go with it. He has a short time to live, each one of them. And people live from day to day not even knowing what they're here for. We had Google. Now, this, of course, was a man was talking to, and he said, what is the house of Yahweh? And of course, we told him. And he said, you know, I've been studying the scriptures, but this is the first time I've ever heard of this. And he says, I'm going to start looking into this. He said, I guess I better learn it, right? but he's one of the head conchos that's working with us, and of course wanting to do this and that for us, because that's a lot of people, and they're still wanting to sell commercials. I don't know how many people's wanting to buy them, but over a quarter of a million people, that creates a little bit of interest. But Micaiah, now in the last days, I will establish my house. That means it wasn't there, people. It just wasn't there before the last days. And the last days is the days of the nuclear bomb. The nuclear bomb wasn't here either. The nuclear bomb that can darken the sun wasn't here. But Yeshua said, it will be here. He told his disciples, it will be here. Well, 1,900 years after that, his witness was born. And he told the witness, he says, I'll send my trumpeter, and he will tell you about the nuclear bomb that's going to darken the sun in that generation. I was granted to do that. You, as branches, as donkeys, colts, are granted to work with me in this project. And we, throughout all eternity, will spread this message throughout all the kingdoms of the universe. And as a result, we'll bring war no more. Well, in Yeshua's Messiah said, seek first the kingdom of Yahweh. Well, what are they looking for? Someone who keeps the laws of Yahweh. We know that. That's what Yeshua taught. My kingdom, he said, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Well, none of the 4,199 religions could fit this bill. They don't teach the laws of Yahweh. They don't teach Yahweh's righteousness. They teach false gods. They teach God worship. And they know they took the name out and they replaced it. And even their dictionaries are saying that it never should have been replaced. Yahweh should have been retained, the dictionaries say. It's their dictionaries even. Mark 1 and verse 15 says, let's turn there and read that. I'll read as little as I have to get through this sermon. Yochanan Mark 1 and verse 15, he says, and saying, the time has come, the time has been fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent and believe the message. Now this message didn't even start getting to us, to the world, get this, until 1600. This message. Now the time of Yahweh is at hand. The time of Yahweh, that's when Yahweh begins to reign, as one of the sisters brought out today. When Yahweh begins to reign. Well, Yeshua said, when you read this, or when it's read to you, then blessed are those who hear and those who read. Believe the message, he said, in Luke 24:25, he says, you're a fool if you don't believe all that the prophets have spoken. Well, he's talking about the message. And of course, that's a message to mankind, a written contract, saying, if you'll take this pill, you'll have eternal life. On the other hand, if you take this pill over here, you're going to have all kinds of trouble. The neighbor you stole from is going to hate your guts. He's going to fight in war with you. Armies are going to be built to defend you from retaliation. There'll be constant retaliation. And then at last you're going to have a bomb that will darken the sun. Will. W-I-L-L. Will darken. No ifs, ands, and buts. It's going to darken the sun in this 3.5 years that we're in right now. But it's also going to burn the earth. And few there may be left. Few men will be left. Now turn to Yochanan 20, with all of that in your mind. In this generation, couldn't be any other generation. The Bible wasn't even here. The foundation of the prophets and apostles had to be laid. The house of Yahweh had to be the one that did it. That was Yahweh's assigned work. You can join the house of Yahweh easily. And yes, everybody that's asking out there, which there's a bunch of you, just write, call, or just come if you want to. The coffee pot is always on at the house of Yahweh. Well, in Yochanan 20, look at verse 19. Then the same day we put towards evening, being still the first day of the week, when the disciples had locked the doors of the place where they were because of fear of the Yadim. This is Yada, fear of Yada. Yada had been killing the saints of Yahweh up until this time. This book, Yochanan 33 AY. Now, in 70, Yada moves in his army, the Roman army, destroys the city of Jerusalem, moves the temple. They moved the temple. That's not the house of Yahweh now. If you read the book of Acts, you'll see the temple was not the house of Yahweh. When Solomon built that temple, the Yada, who offered sacrifices 40 years in the wilderness, not to Yahweh, as Acts 7 says, not to Yahweh, but to the gods. They didn't offer that to Yahweh. They were worshiping gods. But that through violence, they managed to take strong seats in the governments. And when Solomon died, they had their crew already set up and took over the temple. By violence, they took the temple. Now, they followed the laws, and this is what they didn't want to do when they sat in Moshe's seat. That's what Yeshua said. Keep those things in your mind, and you'll understand it. They were forced to follow, to read the law daily. That was a requirement of the temple. They were forced to read the law daily. Well, they have it in Rome today, but they're not reading the law there. They moved it. They have their own laws and their own set of rules and own whatever they do in that temple. But the Book of Yahweh, which was a collection of the writings of the prophets and apostles, they took to Rome and kept in prison until 1500, at which time they started letting it out to be translated by force. They were forced to. And then in 1600, you got the King James Bible. All nations received the King James Bible of God worship, not Yahweh worship, but God worship, put out by Yada, still in control. In Yochanan 20 and verse 19, he says, then the same day when the disciples had locked the doors of the place, where they were because of fear of the Yadim, Yeshua came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." Where did they get that word? You know the word praise Yahweh? If you put that in the gematria, you come up with 828. 828. 1934, 828. Please be with you. Peace be with you. The peace of Yahweh be with you. Let's see where I want to go. But look on down to verse 26. We can skip some of this. Now, 8 days later, his disciples again were within, and Thomas, Kepha, was with them. Yeshua came and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst of them. Now, this shows you that in Yeshua's estate there, walls didn't stop him. He could go right through the walls. He probably, if it hadn't have been for his clothing, they could have probably seen right through the man. But he made an appearance to his disciples after he came into the midst of them. Well, this shows you quite a bit about the Savior's new body that he had at that time. And he said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach out your fingers here and see my hands, and reach out your hand and put it in my side, and do not be faithless, but believing." Don't be faithless. You know, it kind of shows the ignorance of anyone who breaks the law of Yahweh. And they say, you know, they don't like the Ten Commandments. But if they would just read those Ten Commandments and see what they will stop that you don't like. Now, if your neighbor kept the Ten Commandments, he wouldn't be trying to steal your daughter secretly behind his back. That's saying a lot right there. If you love your family, which I do, you could see the evil that is behind this. No, there's not a commandment that said, "Joe, don't go over to Desi and start talking to her and try to seduce her. Stay away from that woman. Separate yourself." Where do we hear that separation? Did you know the gematria? I don't know if they got to it or not today. But the gematria shows men and women separated. We do that in the house of Yahweh. And then there's laws. Yahweh's laws. It says, don't marry this woman. Don't marry this woman, stupid. Hey, stupid, don't marry this woman. Stay away from this woman. There's a lot of laws that go with this that you need to know. You need to talk to your counselors. If they don't know it, then get a little bit higher. We have men that do know it, and they're ready to teach you. Don't be faithless. You're faithless right now. When you go out and say, "Well, this is not against the law to go up here and get with this." Did you hear the broadcast of the evil that's there and the diseases that's poisoning the children's brains? And now they got it all over the foods and in the foods. We've stayed away from that kind of food for a long, long time in the house. And then Thomas answered and said unto him, "My teacher, my king." Well, he recognized finally, and there was no disbelief anymore. Up until that time, he had some qualms, and he was here and there and doing this and that. Yeshua said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed." Now, this next part here is speaking of only you in these last days. You ought to underline that and say, House of Yahweh, 828, 1934. Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet they believe. Well, you prove that you believe with your actions. The things that I have to write about you is the truth. The things that I want to write about you is righteousness, 100% righteousness. I wanted to really get you some more, but my time is up. But I know, but these cooks will get to looking at me mean if I go too far. But the garments now, don't let your shirt tail touch you till you get these garments. You could get the bedding. I know we can get the bedding rather rapidly. What we're trying to do is get everybody we can ready for tabernacles. If we can't get everybody ready, we'll get them ready for Passover. That's going to be our biggest and greatest date that I'm looking forward to. And then the second one, I'm looking for the real Passover, because we're going to have a real Passover where the death is going to pass over us. It's not going to touch us. That's what's shown in prophecy. No, it won't be a rapture. No, we're gonna be protected through this thing. We got a work to do after this goes off with 2 billion people. We got a tremendous work to do before we're ever given our permanent offices in Yahweh Shammah. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you!